Our aim in this series,
Blog Talk Radio,
we will be asking many questions and perhaps answer all the
There comes a time when we heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one. There are people dying. Oh, what a time to lend a hand to life. The greatest gift of all. We can go on pretending day by day that the world somewhere will soon make a change. We all are part of God's great big family, and the truth, you know, love is all we need.
Don't do it, say it. Don't do it.
One more time. Don't do it. Don't do it.
God bless you tonight as we get into our Bible class tonight. And tonight, I've told many, and I will start with you, Barbara. If you have dreams tonight, some of your dreams talk about what's happening to you, what will happen to you, and what will be going on around you. Barbara, I want to tell you first about your dream. In our dream, it's a vision. A vision and a dream is different. A vision is something you experience. A dream, you lay down and dream about it, and then it come true. But you have a vision that you have a word from God. And tonight, I'm dealing with dreams and visions. You got to know the difference from a dream and a vision. Because they are different. Some lady said she was up. That's a vision. That's a dream. And sometimes you have to notice the dreams that you have and the meaning of dreams. And sometimes the meaning of a dream means death. Sometimes the dream means life. Sometimes it means new. To make change. So we're dealing with visions and dreams tonight. Now, those that want to tell their dream of their vision, I would like to interpret the dream and vision. You might be able to go to. But Brother Mark, I got your text here. I feel that your dream, Mark, that means that you need to stay focused on your education walk. I would like to tell you that these dreams that you dream is trying to get you on the right track. Visions and dreams always bring out reality. Things that happened to your ancestors, I shall say. And what happened, it happened to your ancestors. So you are dreaming or you having a vision of it for you to go to the next level. I think it's important. Two Americans, one white, one black. And when Malcolm said, by any means necessary in order to bring the truth. We're dealing with a loss of negative energy, loss of demons, and people's minds and soul. With that happening, we have to know what is our dream, what is our vision. Now, I'm not going to tarry with you tonight. You got a vision on your phone. You got a dream you want to interpret. Press one on your phone. Because if you don't, I'm moving on to the next level. Ashe. So if you got a dream, if you've been having dreams, you don't know what a dream is, okay? Sometimes you have nightmares in your dream. Sometimes you be fighting battles in your dream. Sometimes you traveling and you don't know where you're going. And you experience some things that dreams bring you. And tonight we're talking about visions and dreams. I know many of you, people call you with their dreams and their visions. You can't answer them. Or you don't know what they mean. Because they mean something to that person. Something in the family tree, something with the ancestors, something in order to wake you up, carry you to the next level. So visions and dreams are very real. when I tell you visions and dreams are very real. Now, if you, I'm asking you tonight, this is Bible study night, but we're dealing with dreams and visions. Abraham, Moses, Isaac, Jacob, they had a dream, and some of them had a walk with God. So visions and dreams mean something. The spirit tonight about visions and dreams. Now, I'm like this. If you don't want to know what your dream means, I don't need to tell you. If you don't need to know what your vision is, I don't need to tell you. So keep on going through. And over, it's a lesson for you to learn. And that lesson might be that you are drinking too much, or it might be you need to change what you're doing. So it's a lesson. To be learned.
So it's important for you to understand when we do visions and dreams that it'll work.
What is your vision? What is your dream? What you've been dreaming and what your vision is. Now, I'm going to say it again. When you kind of go to that dream, when you ride or walk, it's a vision. Some people seen their vision and they couldn't explain it. And some people still searching for their vision. I don't know how to explain things seen and things that happened to them or their family. Sometimes people in the family tree come to you as a dream. And sometimes the angels come to you as a dream to give you certain directions where to go. And I want to say this. Some of you are so tied up and so mean-spirited, you don't have their to repent. And I was talking to a prophet, if you repent from your evil ways, if you repent from what's happening to you, I was talking to a young lady last night. I was telling her what her dreams is. And she was telling me, and I want to tell you just and visions that you need to know. Now, if you ain't got no dreams, if you don't want to share your dream, that's you. If you got a vision, what does it mean? You need to know what it means. I'm here tonight try to explain to you what your vision and what your dream mean to you at this time in life. A young lady in Sweetport, Louisiana, she said they ain't got no lights in Bossier City. The tornado hit, they ain't got no lights as I said tonight. And we had visions and dreams. One lady said she had a dream that her light's going to be cut off 2 months ago. And they cut off now. So dreams and visions is something you need to understand. Is you going the right way? Is somebody around you need some help? Or somebody around you, they don't know death and to come on them, and they change and they need to change what's going on with them. It's very important to understand that if you got a vision and don't understand, let me say again, vision is something you see right now. One lady, she stood up and said, "I see so with that." I said, "That's a vision." Then another lady said, "I dream." That's a dream. Tonight, I want to interpret the dream and I want to share with your vision. And I will like to tell you, Ashe, what they mean. But are you ready to receive what the dream going to tell you? And what the dream I'm going to Chicago 12:38, and I want to 12:38. I got you on the line. What is your vision? I got you on.
Bishop, you going in and out, so I can hear you off and on. But if you going in and out,
let me straighten that up right quick. We're going in and out, she said. Okay, yeah. Let me take care of that. In and out, okay. Now,
you hear me now? Yeah, I can hear you with the echo.
Now,
what is your vision?
The dream is
dreaming about dead people a lot.
Well, if you dream about a lot of people in the spirit realm, what that means, there's a lot of death happening. All over the world. And your vision, your dreams is bringing it to you. There's nothing to be afraid of. Understand your gift is making room for you.
You understand if you dream about dead folks,
that means there's people that's crossing over. They don't want to cross over. I don't hope to cross over.
And you're able to pick them up.
That's something like remote viewing means that you can sit in your bedroom and see something happen across the water. Or you can see something happen downtown. That's called remote viewing. A lot of people have remote viewing. They can see plane crashes. I was doing remote viewing this evening.
I was in the submarine, in the mud, down under the Titanic. I was remote viewing, and I was looking at it. And I was telling somebody, when you remote view, that means you're able to see it right then, where it's happening.
Now, when you dream, it's something that's around you.
And when you got a vision, that means you're seeing it, just like watching TV. So that happens to many folks.
So what you've been dreaming about, people's problems and death that's going on back to back, the death from Father's Day. To June 10th, 135 murders. I said shooting, black on black.
Over a thousand people been shot.
Now, this ain't white folks shooting white folks.
This is black folks shooting black folks.
And the age is from 16 to 19 up to 20. Some young folks
hurting each other.
So that's what you're picking up.
Now, have you had a vision?
Yeah, but I had this something yesterday when I was my sister flew right through me. That ain't no vision. Flew right through me. I was sitting in my
table. Well,
that's a vision.
Yeah, that's a vision. She flew right
see,
through
see,
me.
See, a vision is the vision is you see it.
You ain't sleep.
A dream is allowed and dream about it. Remote viewing means that you're able to visit that particular place.
If
people remote view,
then
they don't even know they're remote viewing. There are some people able to
do vision
and they don't know
vision. A vision
is you see it right then and now.
What happened?
And if you're doing remote viewing, you say, where it's going on. And
right.
Sometimes when you dream,
you
be there in the dream, and nothing you can do.
And a lot of people dream a lot of demons, spirits fighting.
Those are spirits that have people locked up. Body, mind, soul, and spirit.
So what I'm saying tonight, sometimes you're embracing your dream, your vision, and your remote viewing.
Back in the day, the army had a bunch of people to remote view.
That means they sit down and go places in the middle.
And they travel. So when you do remote viewing,
you might be sitting at home, and your spirit might be over in Africa, in Egypt, or over in Canada.
That's remote viewing.
I did a remote viewing in Canada, but as I looked, I seen lightning.
At two different places, and I saw all the smoke, and I inhaled that smoke, and I got out of there. That's remote viewing.
So a lot of people don't know, they're able to dream, and most times when you dream, it's about something done happened.
And to warn somebody else. So that's what dreams.
And tonight I'm interpreting the dream.
And I want to say to you that you have always
been able to dream. And you've been able to interpret and see vision.
So that ain't nothing new for you. That you're coming in the power of your gift. That's what happened with you. You understand that?
Yeah, I understand it.
Okay, that's what I want to say to you tonight. I want people to understand that you got melanin, you got different gifts. And sometimes your gifts tell you.
What's going on around your mate, around your husband, around your wife, around your daughter, around your son, around people in your family.
Sometimes one lady said, told her son, don't go out the house.
And he went out and got killed.
But if he had obeyed her, he wouldn't have got killed because she felt a certain kind of way. So when the Bible, Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God, in the right God,
that means that when you
go in the spirit realm, God going to share some truth with you,
or you,
or you
can share,
with somebody
else.
It's important to know that 2023, you are going to wake up in the morning early and go outside and see them.
That's
called
intuition.
And
when you're going to
see it,
that means
you have a vision.
And
the vision is going to tell you where it's at, where to look for it.
This week
we were outside.
We seen all the planets. Line up the same fire.
What that meant, that would be storm, flood, and continent back.
But somebody seen that.
Somebody understand
the element
of water, wind, fire, and the spirit of Almighty God. Tonight, your dream,
your vision, your clairvoyance means something.
Your remote viewing means something.
Some of you have the gift,
but you don't even know you got the gift. And you have to be able to learn how to work the gift of prophecy.
Some of you have the gift of prophecy.
But you don't know how to work it.
Because you have been told that you got the gift, and the gift comes from God.
God chooses who He wants to give the gift to.
And if you want the gift of the vision, of the dreams, in the Bible, they had to go get into who can dream the dream.
And he told him, King,
because you got too unholy, your kingdom is going to fall.
That was a dream.
That wasn't a vision.
That was a dream.
And the king, nobody in the whole temple could read on the wall.
Daniel could tell him.
It was on the wall.
So it's important to understand visions and dreams to the next level.
Sometimes you dream people walking away.
Sometimes you dream the house on fire.
And you might see somebody in a vision getting killed.
That's your vision.
Now, when you remote viewing, sometimes you're right there looking, they don't see you, but you're there.
You see everything going on.
So when I talk about remote viewing, I talk about dreams and visions come from God.
Y'all think TV is new, camera is new.
You got a camera inside of you, and anything happens, you can kill you back to yesterday that's going on.
So if you got somebody in your family and they're being sick or they got problems,
you'll learn through a vision and a dream.
And your ancestors will come.
And tell you what to do, how to overcome it, and how to work it.
That's very important to understand tonight.
Now, I want to know if you got a dream you want to interpret, press one on your phone.
If you got a vision that you've been trying to work, some of us are so caught up in ourselves.
We're so caught up in being jealous and mean that we lose what God wants to give us because we don't understand
that this is something.
This is what he said. If my people that are called by his name, humbly themselves and pray and turn their way, I will bless the land.
How can God bless the land and you got to evil thought in your heart
and in your mind? You won't let go of something that happened 5 years ago, 10 years ago. And then somebody in the spirit world keep
coming to you to tell you it's all right. So you say, I've been dreaming about it. One lady said, you've been dreaming 5 years.
About a family member.
And once I told her what it meant, she didn't dream no more. Sometimes you have a vision, and you need to write your visions and your dreams down.
And see how they unfold.
Sometimes you got a dream of weather.
Sometimes
you got a dream
of
floods and storms.
You might
have a dream of your son or your daughter. A family member. Don't be afraid because I have a dream about you.
And this is what happened. It might be time for them to stop. And then
they
might
be
somebody
might be following them in fear.
It
might be
trailed
by witchcraft, by evil. And you're able to pick up from somebody doing something to them.
So when
you
call
the ancestors,
The ancestors will come
and
clear
that situation up. And that's important to understand that you're able to move to the next level.
Visions,
dreams,
and remote
viewing.
Okay.
Some of you never heard it.
But
tonight
I want to
share with you about visions. And dreams. And every one of you that listen tonight,
you don't have
a dream
or
vision.
You might not
know
what
it was.
It might have been
the help
of God.
It
might have been
somebody
passing.
It might have been somebody that you're trying to tell them to change their life.
Then
you
might
be fighting for
somebody.
It's messing with them.
But you got to
run
that
demon
spirit
that follow your friend. You have to be able to back it up.
So it's important to understand visions and dreams where you might understand they all mean something.
Now, let me tell me.
She had told a young man
about something that was going to happen. It happened.
But she told him it was going to happen a month before it happened.
Now, that was a vision, a dream, or prophecy.
They all come from God.
An anointed woman has that spiritual gift.
And if nobody tells you that you got it, you don't even know that it worked for you.
Now, I want to tell you that if you got a dream
that you want to share,
a vision,
that you can have
visions, because sometimes you have visions about things,
and
you
need
to
know how
to handle the vision.
Now, if you
press one on your keypad or your phone,
I know you want to tell about your dream.
And you don't know what
it
means.
Every dream means something. Every vision means something.
Sometimes dream means that you lay down or you're not your dream.
But when you get a vision, be wide awoke.
You don't be asleep, be awoke.
That vision comes to give knowledge and wisdom.
So tonight, I'm talking about visions, dreams, and remote viewing.
Now, remote viewing is when you're able to travel and go
and go different,
different
places.
See what's
going
on.
Come back. Think of our ancestors
and
Native American
people
been doing it for years.
We're
just
learning
knowledge of our Egyptian friends
how
to travel clairvoyantly and
how to do
remote viewing.
I'm going to hold a class on remote viewing.
And after that, I'm holding another class
on vision and dreams.
You need to have knowledge to know what remote viewing means. If nobody teaches you, you don't know.
A lot of people don't know.
I was up in Minnesota teaching some teachers about remote viewing.
They called it psychic.
I was dealing with remote viewing. And it was in the class. And I taught remote viewing.
And when you understand the power that you possess, God has given you. And you have not moved a third of it, one inch of it.
Once you understand the power that God gave you, visions, dreams,
and you can dream and have visions and do remote viewing,
that means you're at another level in your life. You're at another level.
What happened to you? Now, 1794.
I'm going to see if you have a dream or vision. Now, I got you on the line. Do you have a vision you want to share with us or a dream?
I don't have a vision or a dream, but I got something I want to talk to you about privately.
You have a vision and a dream?
I ain't had no vision or a dream. No, it's just something I found out.
Oh, you don't have a vision and a dream?
Okay.
Have you ever did remote viewing?
No.
Have you dreamed about your ancestors?
Yeah.
Sometimes your dream cut off.
Sometimes one lady told me she couldn't dream. And I said, why you can't dream?
Somebody cut her dream off.
See, that's what you got to understand.
Sometimes when you can't dream, or when you don't have a vision,
something is blocking you, cutting that off.
And that's what happened with some of your vision and your dream.
And it happened. So you have to understand what's happening when you can't dream.
What happened with you when you can't pick up?
I mean, you can't use your gift.
And we all got gifts.
And you can't do remote viewing.
So that somebody or something in your vibration is blocking you
because you're supposed to be clear.
The Bible says that every man and every woman should have the power of God in their life.
I'm talking about being holy and all that.
You are a spiritual person.
Having spiritual different things.
If you're a spiritual person, you're going to see some things.
You're going to know some things.
If you're gifted, God will give you a word of prophecy.
And sometimes he will give you a vision.
And a young lady told me, She's seen her brother get killed in Vietnam. And just like when they brought him home,
his friend got killed. I've seen him.
That was a vision
that she was in the USA,
and she seen him get killed in Vietnam.
That was a vision.
So sometimes visions bring you truth and knowledge and give your gift, make room for you.
Now, if you're remote viewing, you have the ability to travel.
And I know some of you are so caught up in understanding the spiritual part of your life.
And on Wednesday, I'm going to talk about the spiritual part of your life and the spiritual part of the Bible.
You might understand that you are a physical person on earth, but having spiritual relationships, dreams, visions, and remote viewing.
Once you understand that, you understand some of the stuff happening around you.
Some of you already know what's going to happen tonight. The Spirit showed you a vision. One lady told me, she said she seen a house on fire. She woke up, she seen it on TV.
But she had already seen it that day.
The building burning.
Now, that was what she was doing.
She had a vision of that. And then sometimes you have a vision.
And sometimes you got a vision.
You tell somebody about your vision.
It might not mean nothing to you.
Might need something to your daughter, your son, your mother, your sister, brother. And that vision that God give you might save their life.
And keep them away from demon spirit. Because right now we're dealing with evil spirits in high places.
We're dealing with demons, warlocks, and witches. And they're taking over our children.
And they've taken over the body.
You know, any time a kid, 12, 13, 15, 17, 20, just shooting crowds.
But she got guns.
That lets you know it's something going on with the politics of witchcraft.
So my thing is, you can't let the devil ride. You got to understand.
Some of you have dreams, and you never solve your dream. Your problem never gets solved because you ain't trying to find out why I keep dreaming. One boy was dreaming that he got drowned, but it wasn't him, it was his best friend.
They went swimming and he got drowned. But he had a dream for a whole year. But he had went with somebody that can interpret the dream.
Told him what he needs to do.
Tell him what not he needs to do.
So we have a point now where we have to deal with the spirit realm. We're at a point now where we have to investigate everything that's going on in our life, energy.
Look around you and you'll find out that somebody around you needs your help.
Or they crossed up and messed up because somebody's doing evil.
We have lots of money spirit. I feel that it's more than money spirit than we ever seen in the history of life.
In the church, at parties, all of that. this evil spirit that bent on hurting people. And Abaddon is death angel.
I say.
So you got to understand, Moses had a dream. Daniel had a dream. And all the prophets of John had a dream.
Everybody had a dream, a vision.
God stopped telling you about dreams and visions.
Because they still come out. You can't let the devil.
Right, let me play that again. Ride, but you got to understand, I'm riding, and something's in the pit, I'm riding,
and sometimes you don't want nobody to tell you about your dream.
Sometimes it's dealing with your drug addiction,
your alcohol addiction,
you're dealing with
how you're not repentant,
all the stuff you did in the body.
You're not asking God for forgiveness. And then you are being possessed, a demon following you.
You don't know why.
That's why you need to interpret your dream and your vision.
Where you're able to tell that demon to loose you and let you go.
The demon of alcohol, drugs, whatever, can't rebuke you tonight.
And I'm talking about your dream and your vision will get stronger in God.
And the Spirit of God going to lead you where you're able to help somebody else.
Don't talk about them. Try to help them. If you can't do nothing, just pray. And God will guide you to your brother, your sister, your husband, your wife, your friend.
We are too hateful.
We are still living in a slave mentality.
And I was just talking to a young man, he's a bishop. All these people going to jail.
And they're going to work for nothing.
They're going back into slavery.
Black, white, and brown.
Going back into slavery.
They put a mask on, pick somebody up.
Man, don't kill somebody, jack the car. When they catch them, they're going to prison.
They ain't coming out no more.
They're going to die right there in the prison because they have made a decision.
They didn't obey their dream. They didn't obey their vision.
And they didn't obey the gift God gave them.
So right now,
You have to make some changes in your life.
I'm praying for all the ancestors.
You know, I want to say this again. From Father's Day to Monday,
we had over 200 people killed.
Not shot killed.
We had about 3,000 shot.
All over America. This wasn't dealing in no foreign country.
It was dealing in Mississippi, Arkansas, Chicago,
all over. Ohio, Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana. Black
killing black. And it's okay. But it's not okay.
That's a demon spirit. They got
that spirit
of evil on
them.
And you got to pray
that
God
like
that Lord,
that
demon spirit
that's killing our children and all that
let
me do it, kill itself.
Because
it's
a
spirit.
Go
with that stuff. You see police, you know, there's more police in Chicago.
To kill
themselves.
They
can't
deal
with what they see every day. You got to be a man
of God,
and a woman of God
to pray. And ask
the spirit
of
ancestors
to guide
you.
Don't you ask somebody
know what I'm talking
about.
To guide
you
to where you can have truth. Where you can have peace. You can have all the money in the world, but if you ain't
got
no peace,
you
got problems.
If
you
can't
rest
at
night,
you got
a problem.
If
you
can't
dream,
interpret
your
dream
and your vision, you got a problem.
And
you need to look, I say,
to your
ancestors.
I got a problem.
I can't dream.
I ain't got no visions.
Who
that
around
me
holding
me
back
for
my
dream,
for my vision,
for my prophecy,
and
for
what
I
know.
These are the traits
that
God give us
these traits.
But
when you get in the wrong crowd,
you lose that power. You get the
wrong husband.
You get the wrong wife. And your children
turn their back.
And
you wonder why all this happened.
It happened
because you ain't dreaming.
Vision.
Now
this
young man told me.
He had dreamed it happened.
When he tortured his son,
who told you?
God told me.
And I want to tell you.
Visions, dreams.
Prophecy
and
remote
viewing
come from God.
And if you stay in a certain way,
God will show you
what's happening with you
and what's going on.
I want to tell you that called me
Mac.
You said you dreamed.
And I want to tell you, Mac.
That dream that you told me, you're gonna get a bigger
store
for your business,
okay?
And you're gonna add
to
your store.
That means that's growth, okay?
That wasn't a dream, that was a vision.
Sometimes God lets you see visions,
and sometimes God lets you see prophecy.
And you said, well, you've been prophesying.
I don't know.
You're speaking.
On what happened.
I'm going to give you a good example.
We're going to have hurricane
back to back.
One down New Orleans. One down around that coast.
All the way to Florida.
And the hurricane starts.
Can't stop.
It's going to be back to back.
Now you can write this down.
This prophecy.
And I'm going to give you another prophecy.
Write it down.
There's a person in the Republican Party.
For 2023, he's going to die.
There's a person in the Democratic Party.
They're well known. They're going to pass.
And I just want to put that down.
In both parties.
I want you to put this down. That's right.
That's right. Now, I'm telling you that I see in the spirit,
God is showing me a door opening up. And they're going to find out that a lot's been going on. They're going to find out that Republicans and Democrats have been taking money
from these gun lobbyists.
And it's got to come to a stop.
But you're going to see it in black and white. It's going to come out on the news.
It's going to name some more people.
Insider trading, information, getting rich.
This country's going to open up. That's what you've been seeing. A lot of negative stuff. Now, if you don't watch... You have to understand that weather balloon was a weather balloon.
Okay.
And beyond that weather balloon, we had tornadoes all over. Never had this kind of weather before. And I'm trying to let you know what's going on.
That's happening. But I want you to understand.
We're going to take back all the devil's stories.
Come on, put your hands together. Come on, put them together like this.